somehow I get the impression that the more you guys talk, somebody in the background is going to be your subliminal messenger. So, anyway, getting back to it, getting back to the questions.
I can't even say subliminal.
You know, knowing how your parents, felt about the type of music you were doing, what was the reaction of people in general to your music? I mean, you know, this, you know, you're in like, I don't know if you're part of the Bible Belt, you know, in the South, whatever. You know, I'm not sure where the Bible Belt begins and ends, but how does, you know, how do people react normally to what you do?
I think we're in the buckle of the Bible Belt.
we are on lockdown.
Yes. I think they've tightened it up a notch. To be honest with you, there are people that actually have a reaction to our music. You know, there for a while, it seemed like we couldn't get a gig because nobody knew we existed. We were here right in the backyard. But I could honestly say I think only one time we've had any major concern. It was when we were up in Lynchburg playing.
Yeah, and that was just because the guy didn't pray before he brought us in.
Yeah, and but other than that, I've never encountered much problem. If anybody's had any objection to what we are, or who we are, it's never been voiced to me. They just don't buy the CD, I guess.
God's just kind of always signed off on everything that we always did as we went along. It's like, well, you don't have to take my word for it, and God's always done some miraculous thing to where, you know, we're all sitting around looking at each other and go, well, there you go. You going to argue with that?
Yeah, I remember we had our first gig as a band together. We had been together writing for about a year and rehearsing, and then we did our first gig, and I remember it was at a local camp, and we were invited to go have some barbecue. For those of you who are not from the South, that is pig, and some fried chicken. All the stereotypes are true. And but we've learned not to judge anybody by the color of their necks. but at any rate,
talking to me again. Yourself.
I remember that there was two ladies that were like, "What's?" They were kind of back behind us, and they were just out of earshot, so we were kind of eavesdropping. They said, "You know, what's their name again?"
The legal kind.
Jesus. Well, at least you know where they stand, and that pretty much sums up the reaction that we've gotten. There, people may not necessarily like our music. But they never given us any grief over
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we've pretty much, you know, like I said in the interview earlier, you know, I expected to get slammed from day one, and we haven't got slammed yet. Doesn't mean that we won't, particularly where we find ourselves 11 years later in the world in which we're living. I get a little nervous when I start thinking about traveling to other countries now because, you know, we're subject to somebody walk in and shoot us on the stage because the name of the band, you know. So it just means you got to know that you were called by God, and you got to know that where you're going, you're being sent by God. If you're just doing it because you want to go be a rock star, then, you know, you better be ready to take yeah. the big one when it comes.
And I think that's the determination.
It's a mad world.
That we have, I think that's a song, isn't it?
It's a mad.
I think that's the determination that we have, you know, because truth be told, I'm sure, and Bobby's expressed this to us before, you know, Bob, and I mean, Jay and Steve and I, we, you know, particularly Jay and I have been with Bob for a long time now, and there were times when it seemed like there was a lot of dead, you know, we weren't doing anything, but Bob said, you know, I'm just happy that you guys, you know, have hung in there, and I'm like, Bob, where else am I going to go? I mean, I've been called here. This is not about just a desire. It's about a calling. So, next question.
Boy, that's good, man. Will, I still, like I said, I'm praying for you, rock star, man, you know. But, hey, that looks about it, guys. I'd like to thank Will and Bobby for taking some time out and doing this interview. Love you guys both, man. Love your music, you know. And I'd like to thank Mark for setting us up, man, for you guys, so we can actually do an interview. Because if we had it down over at Will's place, instead of taking in an hour and 45 minutes, it took us 6 hours, you know, because of all the lag time. And, but, hey, I do appreciate you guys coming out, doing the interview. And Thank you, guys.
You got it.
Thanks a lot, Dale.
God bless you for coming. It was great to have you here tonight. And come back again.
You guys should be pretty blessed, man, because we're averaging around 22, 23 people in the room at all times, man. So that's a pretty good turnout for this room. And so it's pretty good, man. And like everybody said, thanks, guys, man.
Yeah, I just really appreciate everybody taking the time to tune in and for their interest in the band. Just keep us in prayer. God's doing something with us, and we're going to be faithful with what it is. We really do hope to get out there and see everybody. That's where we're at right now in what we're doing in this whole band thing. We've got to get out there and minister to the folks, and that's what we're going to be about. So if you're in the Tennessee area, Clinton, Tennessee, on February 17th at the warehouse, that's where we're going to be. That's where we're going to drop the bomb. We'll be there with...
Don't say bomb, Bob, not in this day and age.
I'm bringing the Jesus bomb. I don't care if you don't like it. Who
just
don't like it?
Just in case the NSA is listening in on this.
Yeah, let them listen in. I got the Jesus bomb for you. And if Jay, if when Jay gets a hold of you, he's going to love bomb you. So if you're listening tonight and you come out and see us in Tennessee, come up and talk to us, man. We'd love to meet everybody. We're really pretty funny and crazy to hang out with. We've tried to keep it toned down tonight and try and keep it on a serious note. But next time we come, Dale, let's have a little fun, man.
Oh, dude, in a heartbeat, man. Yeah, dude, but, you know, we got to do an interview. We did have some fun in there, man, you know. I got to say rock star a few times, as long as I get to say that. And you guys are going to be, that 17th is going to be with Brim. Good band. Good bunch of guys. Like them a lot, man.
Would we play with Fish?
Hey, Will, I'm going to need to give you a call, man, dude. I'm going to have to get one of those t-shirts you guys are talking about. I need to order one. It ain't on your website, man.
Just, you know, I'll get with you on that.
Email us.
Yeah, email us, and we'll
we're
get
also,
you taken.
Also in Tennessee, it's going to be with Eden. I believe that's the other band.
Eden's Way or something Eden's like Way. That.
It's on the MySpace. Check it out.
Yeah, and I mean, you'll really like that gig because we're going to be playing with some Fish. I'm sorry.
Man, you all are not right. Hey, I just want y'all to know what a privilege it is to serve with these guys, and for God to give me the vision to work with them. They are truly an anointed group. A pleasure to work with. There's never a dull moment with them, and I'm sure you can.
He said there's never a dull
figure
moment
out
with them
after the interview tonight on your own. The February 17th show will be in Clinton, Tennessee, at the warehouse, and it is with Brim and Eden's Way.
Hey, appreciate that, PJ. We're gonna get down there. We're gonna have a blast in February. Tell Karen. I know y'all are remodeling that house. Just tell her we're going to tear it down when we get there.
Y'all are a bunch of good people. I don't think we've ever had an interview with anybody that wasn't top notch. And we always pray for everybody that we come in contact with.
Hey, Dale, I just realized why you're pushing the band Brim so much, because it's a fish.
Oh, you finally figured that out? No, these guys are really good. I even told them to say hi to you on there. They have a board, Mike, that Mike runs, and I told them to say hi to you. So I told them to go up to Will and tell him he's a rock star, man. You'll love you.
Bob and I have got to leave. It's 1 o'clock our time, and we've got some things we've got to do. You know, Bob gets real irritable when he's up past nine.
All right, knock it off.
But we want to say that we appreciate everyone who attended. Thanks to Dale and Leah for being good friends and really pushing us and being encouragement. And for Jim, of course, we've thanked him before. And all I got to say is don't break a hip, Jim. Geritol works wonders. But on a serious note, we just want to let y'all know that what you hear with the interview and what you hear in the music is we're just real. We're not running around trying to be. Bob's really stupid, and But we're just, you know, what you see is what you get. We're not any different in person than, except we look a whole lot better, don't we? But thanks a lot for the opportunity to speak to the masses. Now, just remember, and I think we'll leave you with this final thought. Remember, if you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
My final word to Dale is that where we live at, the term rock star is what they call crackheads. Have a good night.